May 20th, 2021. This program is brought to you by New Africa Excellent Enterprise, LLC, Miraj Speaks, Block Talk Radio, where we teach Quranic Arabic, Islamic studies, and comparative religion, not just religion. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. As-salamu alaykum, which means peace be on you. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. My topic this evening is the Ramadan session. Topic, man and the universe as mate, created for each other, its timeless relevancy. Lecturer, Imam W. Dean Muhammad. The excellent model is the pure human type. The human is first. That is your valuable property, that you are human. That is your sacred property, that you are human. It would be better that you are human and keep your own identity with your people. But if all of your people turn to another Qibla that makes them wild and crazy, filthy and inhuman, then you leave all of your people and you become white, yellow, red, or anything else rather than give up your humanity. You see, this is where we should be when we are reading the Quran and reading about Muhammad's excellent model. The excellent model is not an Arab. The excellent model is the pure human type God wants in every human walking the earth. If God had awakened him up in his Arab identity and fastened him to his Arab identity, he never would have been known. He would have gotten nowhere. But God didn't wake him up in his Arab identity. God woke him up in his human identity, and God gives us a sign, a Qibla, that identifies us with our original nature, our original life, our original human pattern that God planned for all people. Distortion begins to come from the PA system. I didn't know this great wisdom to do all of that, Mr. Farad said. When the time comes, you are going to hear sirens. Praise be to Allah. It used to bother me, but it doesn't anymore because I know Allah is with us. And whatever happened, God says, come willingly or unwillingly. The system just couldn't take it anymore. So when managing our life becomes too troublesome for us, and aren't we there right now? When it comes to the public life, it is too troublesome for us. We can't handle it. We can't turn them around. We can't speak to them, and they respect what we are saying. So what happens? We who want to keep the valuable human life, we turn to the supernatural. For those who are already in the religion, like Christians and Jews, we turn to the strength of our religion. For Muslims, it is the same. So we turn to the strength of our religion. But sometimes right direction is so confusing, even in our religion, we say, oh, I just can't find any help. I've been reading this Bible, and I can't find any help. Now, this might surprise you. I've been reading this Quran, and I just can't find help. I have heard it, so we turn to the supernatural by some name, and sometimes by no name. Well, I don't know what his name is. I know there is a God, but I just can't be comfortable anymore with what I have been following. If you remain sincere, God comes to you. So you go on your own, right? You go on your own still believing in the supernatural. That means something that is not subjected to the faith that we are subjected to, or that natural life is subjected to something that does not get sick, something that does not get confused, something that does not get weary, or something like that, or breaking down and come when difficulty comes. So we turn to something that we say is the supernatural. I know there is a cause behind all of this. I know there is something that brought all of this world about and something that caused me to be here, etc. So we turn to our own imagination, to your own concerns, and you say, I just can't follow what I have been given before. It ain't helping. And if you remain sincere, God comes to you. Oh, yes, God comes to you. You may ask, God comes to us too, just like the prophets? Yes, just hold on. The people of the book have been told, and I put this in quotes, no one has ascended into heaven except him who was already in heaven. So that is the Bible. Now understand that. No one has ascended into heaven except he who was in heaven already. So this was left with the people of the book. Also, they were giving a picture of Adam, or an idea or concept of Adam, the first human being, as the forebearer of all humanity. The first human being, the beginning of humanity on the earth. He wasn't born of man's flesh. Adam was created. It is important for the students, my students, to comprehend what is given in the Quran regarding the necessary steps that have to be to taken to establish one's life in the context of community or of community life. The natural progression for our spirit, our soul, and our human content that God created begins with us having a desire inside of ourselves to establish ourselves spiritually. But we don't take it in those terms. Actually, the desire is to establish our soul, but we don't take it in those terms. We just know we need to make something better inside of us. Our spirit and thinking we manage our life becomes too troublesome for us. We turn to the supernatural. Even if we keep the religion, we still turn to the supernatural. You are turning to him on your own. You don't have the preacher telling you how to turn to it, though you go to the church. You don't have the synagogue or the imam or the masjid telling you how to deal with these thoughts. You go to the masjid. It has become a private affair. You want to work this out between you and your Lord. Yes. So the one who created me shall guide me. So when the mighty Pharaoh was trying to break the spirit of the prophet who was defying him, he warned the prophet that I could cut you loose now. And if I banish you or cut you loose, what are you going to do? How are you going to make it in life? The prophet said to Pharaoh, the one who created me will guide me. Do you notice how he put that? The one who created me will guide me. What is that saying? I will be guided through my own human creation. There that Qibla is again. I will be guided through my own human creation. That is what we was telling. That is what he was telling Pharaoh. The one who created me shall guide me. He didn't have God with him, and Pharaoh didn't say, "Are you talking about that one who is standing by you there? No. There was nobody around, nobody but him talking to Pharaoh. But he knew that he didn't get his creation on his own, and that he or no other human being could design this creation and make it come into existence. So he was saying that whoever, whatever, gave me this marvelous creation, left enough guidance in me or in my own human creation for me to follow to make it on my own. Pharaoh, I don't need you. Yes. So we have to establish ourselves in our own souls. So we have to be able to stand up in our own souls. So if you can't face your soul without falling down, then you need to get help. And there was help in the Quran and in the life of Muhammad, the model of human excellence for all of us. So Muhammad the prophet, when he was called by Allah to be the last prophet, he was seeking Allah. He was seeking answers. He was troubled by the confusion of the world at that time. And the condition of the people burdened his heart. So he sought Allah. He went to find the supernatural. He had already lived a lifetime amongst you, the life Allah established Muhammad in. He did not lose his original creation that Allah gave for the first time. The Adam nature, the original man, he was still in that original nature. He had not come out of it, and he was 40 years old. Prophet had not made acquaintances with scripture of any religion, nor was he a member of any faith. He was noble, honorable, beloved, trustworthy, and truthful in the history of the Arabs. So this is established, and we still have the history, and thereafter be upright. So Muhammad was asked by some young fellow, tell me something nobody else can tell me. I get that attitude sometimes from some of you. You see, this is an attitude. So you are a special. So you know so much. Tell me something no one else can tell me. Like what I heard so far, I can't get it from around the corner. I know where I can get it. I can get that. So I know some place to go and get that. So I need you to tell me something that nobody else can tell me. The prophet surprised him. He gave him a real plain and simple reply. He said, say, I have believed and thereafter be upright. You crooked snake, you. He said, say, I have believed. Here, he's connected belief with faith, with uprightness, didn't he? So what is the real faith? The real faith is the faith that is established upon uprightness, or that blossoms upon uprightness, he said. Kul say, and matu, I have accepted faith, I have believed, and thereafter, thoma sadiqin, be upright. Look at the word istakim. It gives a suggestion to the mind that this is standing up, straight from the Arabic word kama, meaning to stand. But also the word people, kom, is connecting to with standing up, straight, erect. I don't think it's an accident that one of the names given to the progressive life we call the human life is science, is Homo erectus. The human is the erect posture, standing up straight. He said, say, I have believed, and thereafter be upright. Now, he reported to this wise guy, this smart guy. I'm sorry, the language, you know, in America, I almost said what I didn't want to say. He responded to that smart guy, but he also responded to the wise. intelligent and civil-minded people too. So you see, the prophet didn't waste anything. If he had an occasion being put on spot to say something, he didn't just speak to that little small thing there. He spoke also to the big picture while speaking to small-minded. He spoke also to the big picture. So in the big picture, he's saying, be upright in your nature. Have faith and be upright in your nature. Have the uprightness that God gave the first human type, Adam. Be the best you can be in your human makeup. Follow the excellence of your human life, not weakness. And that will shame you. Why do you say the Son of Man am? So this original type Adam was given to the people of the book, and they knew that Jesus Christ was established upon the reality. So Jesus Christ is reported to have said to Peter, who do you say I, the Son of Man, am? He didn't say to Peter, who do you say I am, like we would do. We are not wise like the prophet. He said, who do you say I, the Son of Man, am? So what Jesus did was limited. He put a limit on what Peter should come back with, because he already told Peter, now, Peter, before you start talking, I'm telling you, now that I am the Son of Man, I am the original man after the original type. And he was not born of flesh. God created Adam upon the prophet, be peace. And Peter gave what established Christianity. He gave Jesus too much. He gave more than what Jesus wanted from him. He said, before the rooster crows three times, you will have betrayed me. That's what he said to Peter. Before the rooster crows three times, you will have already betrayed me, because you already betrayed me with your answer to my question. And it wasn't an answer that was easily established. So the Christian leadership went into confusion, and it took them a few centuries to come out of it after the passing of Jesus Christ. Peace be upon him. So if we understand it, the original design and human spirit that comes from God, command, kun fayakun, be and it is, that is the original soul of every human person. If Adam is our ancestor, that means that I came from Adam. And if I came from Adam, then that means is in me. Immediate person Elijah Muhammad, who was called Elijah Poole at birth, and Clara Muhammad, who was called Clara Evans at birth, my life flesh-wise, and in other ways too, that are very important, came from Elijah and Clara Muhammad. And you expect for the person that you come from to be in you, because if you didn't, you would not be saved. Who does he favor? Would you be a little concerned? Oh, I think he would look a little like his father. And another one would say, he looks more like his mother than me. And another one would say, really, he doesn't look like either one of them. And that is what someone said to Prophet Muhammad. He was worried. He said, I have children, and some of them don't look like me. But he also raised animals. This person who had the problem, so the prophet said, do you notice some of your animals that came from the parent? They don't look like the parent? He said, yes. And the prophet left him right there. Peace be upon the prophet, a very kind and merciful and loving human being. The Prophet Muhammad, the student of Allah. So he said he never looked at anyone harshly. He would not frown. They said he would never stare at a person like some of us do. He was a very special human creation, the best. So Allah chose Muhammad, didn't he, to be the last prophet, his servant and messenger. Allah chose Muhammad and he was established in his original nature. But was he established in his soul? No. His soul was bothering him. His soul was not comfortable with the life that he was in and how the people were living. He was not comfortable. So that he was not comfortable with authority. He was not comfortable with the system and with the way of life. He was not comfortable with a lot of things. And the proof of that is that he was not established in his own soul. God says, now we are going to turn you to a Qibla that will please you. His soul was disturbed. And when Allah says of Muhammad that God is going to not only inspire him, but God is also going to teach him. How many of us think of Muhammad the prophet as the student of Allah? God says he is going to teach Muhammad. So that is what he says in Quran. And then he also says in another part that he taught him. But isn't that what he said of Adam, the first man, the original human type that Muhammad had kept in his own makeup and had not lost it? Adam is Muhammad. Adam is Muhammad unchanged. Still in his perfect form that God created when the first man was created in heaven or in the garden. So Muhammad was Adam. Yes, Muhammad was Adam. And that's why it is said of Jesus that he is the second Adam. Jesus Christ was Adam too. Jesus Christ was born amongst animals. Do you all recall the nativity scene? And a little baby amongst animals, that means that Jesus was born amongst idolaters, amongst pagan people. But they didn't change his nature. The original nature that God gave the first human being, Adam, was left unchanged, unspoiled. Likewise for Muhammad the prophet. And the prophet said, there will come a time when you will see Jesus Christ and Muhammad together. In the important meanings, important concepts, so that he is the original type and Jesus Christ was the original type. And Adam in his beginning of humanity was the original type made by God in heaven, in paradise. So in the month of Ramadan, while reading the Quran, with hopes of completing it by the end of this blessed month, we would do well if we remember that, though Muhammad, the word of Allah, reaches us in the form of the generous Quran, it came to him first. He had to speak it or express it to us. And he earned that because he kept his original life and nature intact. He did not lose it to the world of idolatry and ignorance. Then Allah said that he inspired Muhammad himself. And he guided Muhammad himself. And God taught Muhammad himself. So it is God himself who cautions you. Then God says that he inspired whomsoever he pleases and gives of his spirit to whomsoever he pleases. And he said that he gives Muhammad to us to do what? To purify us, to lead us to purity, and to teach us the book and the wisdom. Then Allah says, it is Allah who teaches you all. Ya kulu, ya le kuli, kuli mil, lahi, yuk, alak, yuk kulu, ya kulu mul, lahi. That is to all of us. That is not the one. God teaches Muhammad. It's gone now. Is God teaching us? His words is alive. His words inspire you. His words wake you up in your soul and wake you up in your intelligence. And his word teaches you. His word educates you. What does the Bible say of Jesus? I have to go away, but I'll be with you always, not as the flesh, but as the word of God. The word of God will be with you always, and it will give you life if you're dead. It will inspire you, and it will guide you, and it will teach you. Praise be to Allah. Allah also says, "Yuhaddithuhu yahudhiru kumul lahu nasiha." Yahudhiru yuhaddithuhu kumul lahu nasiha. It is God Himself who cautions you. We understand, we underestimate the power and the value and the beauty of God's word. So the average one of us, we do not come near to understanding or seeing what the Quran is in our life, the last prophet, Muhammad, on him be the prayers and the peace. He said, no prophet after me. These are his words. We don't need a prophet. The way Allah established the word, the work, through Muhammad the prophet, the Quran, we don't need a prophet. Well, you say if we don't need a prophet, what about an imam? No, you don't need an imam. You should be your own imam. That doesn't mean that all of you are supposed to go out now and don't go back to the masjid. I say you don't need an imam if you will stand up, upright, in your own soul. You will follow the imam still because you that is the community life. Mm-hmm. And that community life is all of our good and all of our good future. So we know that. You know, if every man that came to the masjid would stop and think and say, wait a minute. I'm going to hear so-and-so. Is he more intelligent than me? No. Does he show by his behavior and his life that he understands the religion better than me? No. But I'm going to join the brothers in prayer. I'm going to join the congregation. I'm going to join the masjid. I am going to the masjid and pray behind that imam. So if all of us would just really look at the person we are praying behind and see if he's better qualified than we are as a human being on this earth, there would be nobody praying behind the man. A very few. Some of the imams would have to go out on the streets and pull somebody in from the drug addicts and wipe wine heads. That is what they used to do. Go out fishing for nothing but people in the ghetto, the bottom of the black bottom of the ghetto. Get them with mud in their eyes. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, get them with mud in their eyes. Get them from so deep in the mud that you can't see anything but the mud in their eyes. It's nice of a human being to care about people like that, but it isn't nice for a community to go looking for people like that. Your community has to get up first. Then you can set up a drug rehab place. You can set up some institution to take care of those fish. But you should be looking for some intelligent people who can make a contribution to the community. Those are the ones you're supposed to be fishing in. And then you will be fishing in men. Jesus Christ said, what? Follow me and become fishermen of men. So what was they fishing for out there in the water? It was not men, obviously, from what Jesus Christ said. They wasn't establishing their human nature in an excellent way that Allah wants us established. They were uncivilized, or they were so ignorant that they were not living their real life, human life. So you know, once you see the light and know the reality, then you can put in your own language. You have to put it in your own language. Mr. Farage said, you must learn the terminology, and he said, you will not be able to speak well until you put your mathematical theology in the proper terms. That's what Mr. Farage said. Mr. Farage said this, what he gave us as a test can in health, experience, etc., preparing some of us in a very marvelous way to be able to now study the Quran and the life of Muhammad the Prophet and put it in our common language. It is all about what? Ummah, community. And we are called the best community. One of the students of Arabic brought it to my attention. He said, Brother Imam, you said in the Quran, Allah says, you are the best community. No, it is not you are the best community. Kuntum, you were the best community. I told him, yes, now that you corrected me, I remember it is Kuntum. You were the best community. Well, I guess that has many purposes. So one is that the prophet knew because he said, my community is going to go into darkness, and it is going to rise upon the same type of people that it began on, the poor. So that is one of his sayings that they have, peace be upon him. But I see something else, too. When God says, Kuntum, you were the scholars, the students, the scholarly students. He wants to understand this. You were best community. It is speaking to a time when the community will lose its quality. It won't be the best community. Yes, perhaps. But how about connecting it with Adam, who was before all of us, before Muhammad, before the Ummah, Adam. And that community was in Adam, and in Adam, human in design. So Adam is a person and a type. Adam was not just a person. Adam is a type. And he's a plural figure as well as a singular figure. In Genesis, I was reading the Bible, and it caught my attention that here a report on the Genesis of man coming first in Genesis, and it is seen that his creation had already been done. And then here comes Genesis again with a new start saying that the man was alone and God did not want him to be alone. So God chose called the rain to come down from the heavens and wet the ground and then formed a man of the ground. Now here is a man who was lonesome, a man that needed a woman. So where was his body? I can understand if he didn't have a body, no woman was going to be there. So then he called the rain to come down from the heavens and wet the earth. And after the earth was wet, it must have been dry and dusty. It must have been too loose to hold together. So when the rain came down and wet it, then he formed the man. And after he formed the man, he formed the woman of the rib of the man, right? So that is Genesis. And God says of his creation that he made, I'm not giving this to you to hold on to this as guidance. This is research. The guidance is in the book you have with you, the Quran, although there is guidance in the Bible too. But that is not for us to hold up as guidance. We hold the Quran up as guidance. All right, so God says he made Adam, and God says, and he made them. So this is the second report on the creation. He said, and he made them, and he called them not one person. He called them Adam in the day that he created them. So this is Genesis. So Genesis is clearly telling us Adam is not just creation of one person. that Adam is a plural type in all the people that God made originally. And they had the same nature, the same human design and composition. They are the original human type. And then Muhammad the prophet comes after Jesus Christ, pointing to the same truth that the Christians mystified too much to understand. And here comes Prophet Muhammad again with the plain, clear language. And he says, you are the best community. Did you hear it, my brother? I said, you are. I know it says Kuntum, but I think I know Arabic better than you. For the Quran, you can say Kuntum. It means yesterday, today, and always. Yes. So you were in Adam before, and now you are in yourself. Now and in the future, you will be that. So this is timeless. This is a timeless creation, a timeless reality. It was in the beginning. It is now, and it will be in the future as it was in the beginning. No change comes over it. It is timeless. Allah created Muhammad anew. And just as God produced the first one in the type, in that type, he produced the second one anytime he pleases. So he created Adam and he created Jesus Christ. And he created Muhammad. He created Muhammad, yes. He did. The Quran says, Ar-Rahmanu Alima Quran Kalika Insan. The beneficent, merciful God, he taught the Quran to whom? To Muhammad. Kalika Insan. He created the human person who? Muhammad created him anew with a powerful intellect, a powerful compassion, powerful quality of character. He infused the word of God in there. He says to the angels, now when I have inspired him of myself or of my own spirit, bow down, make sujood to him. So the angels did. How did Adam, when he was just a human, but when God put his own spirit into Adam, an angel bowed down to him. The spirit comes with the word. So when Allah put the word from himself into Muhammad, the angels made sajda to Muhammad. Praise be to Allah. Now, let us put it in our language. What is this ummah? What is special about the ummah that God says he evolved? It is not ummah that is instantly made in a factory someplace or on somebody's desk doing research or something. No. This is the best community evolved. It has been coming forth for thousands of years. For more than thousands of years, for thousands of generations, it has been coming forth. Even when the man was nothing but a sperm. Before life, even a sperm. But the presence of life was in the earth. It was not a sperm yet. This community was coming, evolving, of nature and nature properties given by God, who made nature. It was evolving. It evolved during the time of the first generation, during the time of the first man, who tried to stand up erect and tried to be human, and tried to ask his family to be human, and wanted his neighbors to be human by each other. Way back then, millions of years ago, it was evolving. And now God has revealed it to you so you can take the responsibility in your own hands and establish this nation, this community life that is inherent, that is evolving with human life over a long period of time. Praise be to Allah. So let us put it in our language. When Allah said that he created making, he said to the angel in me. He didn't say, let us make man. No, not in the Quran. That is in the Bible. He said to the angel in me, surely, a ja'alun ala adi khalifat. Surely I am making or forming upon the earth a khalifa. That is not an individual person. That is a social order. I'm forming upon the earth a social order that will be trusted to human intelligence and human decency. So when God said that, the angels were frightened. They said, what will you create other than something that will cause bloodshed? And God says, I know what you know not. God is the best knower. I know my creation better than you know it. Certainly these human beings, they have limits. They have human limitations and human defects. But my word is going to attract the best of them because my word appears to the best that is in my creation. And it is going to draw out of the best that is in them. So Satan seeing that he understood that if the angels didn't, and he said, well, none will be spared, but your special ones that you choose. That's what Satan said, meaning I'm going to get the masses of them. The majority of them, I am going to mess them up, and I am going to bring out their weaknesses and show you that this was a mistake. So this is Satan talking to God, talking to his Lord. Oh, Allah is not the Lord of Satan. Well, wasn't Satan a jinn before he rebelled? And aren't the jinn a creation of God? And don't the jinn say to God, my Lord? I speak to you all this way because I have been challenged by some of you. You won't do it until there is no one, or there you won't do it until there is no witnesses around. You make sure there is no witnesses around but you, because you don't want to ever have to answer to the believers. So you wait until nobody is around and you have me all by myself. And you start challenging what I say, what I teach, and try to show me that you know more or better. Yes, I've had that look here. I put myself on the same level with you. You can challenge me at any time in the open. You don't have to wait until you get me in secrecy. I'm ready to face my shortcomings before all of the people. I'd rather be corrected than to keep going wrong. So please, don't worry about the security. I will say, I invited the brother to do this. Please don't disturb him. Don't bother him. Let's hear him out. Maybe he has something that's better for us. Who knows? So I'm making in the earth a Khalifa. Getting back to where I was with this discussion, God says he's making in the earth a Khalifa now. An individual ruler is he called Khalifa or Khalif. Khalif, if you say Khalifa, you are speaking of his range, his rule, not him personally. So God doesn't say, I am making a caliph in the earth. He said, I am making a khalifa in the earth. I am forming a rule, a governmental order in the earth that is going to support my human excellence, and it won't work without my own spirit in it. But once I have put into it my spirit, then you make your sajda to it. So that's what he told the angels. So this is a divinely inspired republic, bringing the language to agree with our language. So we don't want to speak our language. We don't have to keep saying Khalifa. This is a divinely inspired republic. Now, you students, if you don't know the meaning of republic, you should look it up. Republic didn't start with the West. Republic goes way back, and people came out of republics. They came to the concept. It works beautifully with them for a certain time in history. Wild people, crazy people, people with a different mind, dictators got into power, and the republic is gone. But in time, the republic comes back just like human excellence comes back. Now, should we look at the Republican Party? Yes. Look at it and look at it again and see how far it is right now from being a reflection of a true republic. You are talking about a party. I'm talking about a real deal. If you study the Nation of Islam right now, some of them are republics, even though they have a lot of trouble politically in terms of their political ideology. But they present themselves as republics. Well, I don't know. Something I hesitate to say to you, because even you, who have good intentions, beautiful souls, beautiful people, you have good intentions. But you are holding on to a spider web, and you think that it is what's keeping you from falling. You don't let it go of the spider web. So if I say something that will make you have to let go of the spider web, you will just hold on to the spider web. And you think that spider web is holding you up. You are too big, too heavy. You are human. That spider web is not holding you up. You can let it go. You are not going to fall. So the closer ideology for authority over the people, providing for them an ideology or a political ideology to govern their lives as a government order or political order, the closer to what Allah planned in Scripture. Before Quran, and in the Quran is what we find in the language of the founding fathers for this constitution and this society that we have. And I can prove it. The royal family of Saudi Arabia, they knew that they had to make changes. It is slowly coming. And the pressure is on them. The pressure is getting stronger. And stronger. They know they are going to have to give it up. That family rule of the people, that is un-Islamic. I love them too. And I'm still a member of the Supreme Council of Masjids in Saudi Arabia. Just like I love our brothers from the Nation of Islam. And I'll be their friends until I die. I am going to die their friends. But I'm not pleased with the way that their head is situated. Oh, he's talking about Farrakhan. I didn't say his head. Their head, I'm not pleased with the way their head is situated. Oh, their head is Farrakhan. Not necessarily. Farrakhan is here now, and he will be gone like I will. But those brothers are already situated in their thinking, and Farrakhan is afraid to turn them around himself. He is afraid that they might be a terrible consequences of his trying to turn them around. Then look at what he enjoys, such as life. The ideal society, the way it is supposed to be organized so that all of the members of it come under the one authority, the one and the same authority, and is fair and equal, fair by all members, and isn't favoring one over the other. It should not favor one race over the other. It should not favor rich over the poor or poor over the rich. Some of us would like to see the poor put over the rich. Now, I won't do that until the poor gets rich. So we have to get our heads together. Allah has blessed us to come through the experience. And in my understanding and in my knowledge was a divine intervention. Do you hear what I'm saying? A divine intervention to situate us to get where we are now under my leadership. And now the way is open and clear, and the best of the people of the world that will respect the turn that I made and the Christians I made, Pope John Paul II. A wonderful man, a great soul. I met him. I didn't know that was possible, but I had to meet him. the desire was in me to meet him. Do you know what my idea was? God was working with me, and I did not even know it. The name of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was heard at the Vatican. My idea was, if the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad couldn't go to Protestant to the Baptist convention, but I thought there was a small chance that the Pope would accept me to visit him. I thought it all the time, and when I heard that my friend, Reverend Jesse Jackson, he went there, visited, and had an audience with the Pope. I said, if the Pope received him, he just might receive me. I said, just might, because I'm the son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I didn't have any sheepskins. I didn't have anything from them that they can contact, any institution or scholar or schools of theology, classes or anything. I had not been there. But I said to myself, I believe there is a possibility. So I put a little something out there fishing to see what would happen, and nothing happened for a few years. And finally, Abdul Malik Muhammad, my former partner, he had lived in Washington and Baltimore, and he knew of Cardinal Keeler. So he said, I think you can get the visit. So he went and talked to Cardinal Keeler. Actually, he is the Bishop of Baltimore. He gave me an audience. I told him exactly what I'm expressing to others. And Abdul Malik was one of them. And he said, I think it can be arranged. And Cardinal Keeler arranged it. The okay was given for me to go and visit the Vatican. And I visited the Vatican, and I met with the Pope. I was invited back again and went with top leaders from around the country in the presence of the Pope while he sat there. And I delivered a short speech, very carefully worded, and the name of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was heard in the Vatican, in the Pope's ear, and in the ear of those special leaders who had come there from around the world, amongst them Muslims, leaders, too, from the Islamic world, yeah. I gave my speech, and I sat down, went back to my seat, and sat down, and I said to myself, if I can get a visit to the Vatican and be in the presence of the Pope, he will know all over the world, and we will be known in the right picture, because what I'm going to say in his presence is what I want to be heard all around the world, that we are a new people, a special people, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had more than one feature. He had a feature that you saw and a feature that he revealed, or he shared with close friends like my brother Imam Muhammad from Nashville, Tennessee. He was welcome in my father's house as a blood brother of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He sat at his table, ate with him, laughed and talked with him. They had good times together, not just ministers, businesses. They had human business together. Praise be to Allah. Allah made Muhammad for the whole universe. I said all that to say this. Don't underestimate your value in the world of human beings. In the world of religious orders, religions, you are like the pagan Arabs who have been converted from shirk or from paganism. And you are not familiar with the Quran. And you are not familiar with the Bible as scripture. You know Christianity when you were a Christian. You knew it by faith, not by knowledge, not by logic. So you have to support me. By faith, some of you come and listen to me and say, okay, are you finished, Brother Imam? Yes, I'm finished. Well, that speech was the best talk you ever gave. How do you know? Do you have the knowledge and the insight to give me an A, B, C, or D, or F, or whatever? Give it up, man. Turn back from that follows me on faith. When Allah has, when Allah gives Muhammad to the environment that was in him, he was not to stay there. Allah made for the whole universe, for the world, all people, all nations, but he was immediately placed amongst the Arabs. And when he began speaking to them, they could not understand much, but they knew his character. He knew his truthfulness, his history. They knew his high following, hence based upon they knew if of him as a wonderful, special person of excellence on the highest level when it comes to character. They knew that. But his knowledge, they differed with him, didn't they? So that is what caused the problem. It was not his character. It was his knowledge that God gave him. So when he started to speak, that knowledge, it interrupted their thinking and interrupted their way of life. And everything, then they had a big problem with him. But the problem was not with him as a person. And you all, I know you have a little thing to say about me too. Well, I heard when he was a boy, he used to go to dances. I still like to dance. But I wasn't a bad dancer. I wasn't indecent. I wasn't trying to take some woman to bed off of the dance floor. I knew how to have her there or take her home and not touch her. I was human. I was a teenager and a human teenager. Did I like pretty girls? You bet I did. Did I like to hold them in my arms and dance? You bet I did. But you know, looking back on my life after waking up and getting a higher understanding of what my behavior should be as a creation of God, some of the things I prayed many times for Allah to forgive me for that. And I just stopped praying after a while. You know, I said, God has given me all of this help with this Quran, all of this help with Muhammad the prophet. He has given me all of this help. And I'm reaching people and goodness is growing. Why should I ask him to forgive me? He has already forgave me. He did more than forgive me. He forgave me and then showed me mercy. So the most beautiful names is in the wilderness of North America. I just want to say to you all, in the word of Mr. Farad, I can sit on top of the world and tell anyone that the most beautiful nation is in the wilderness of North America. And believe me, that is not exaggerating a bit. I have shared this with you all on many occasions. When I was a young minister on Greenwood, that is when the temple was in Chicago. One day, I think it was a night when I gave this address at the temple, I said, we need to see ourselves as new people on this planet Earth. I said, yes, they are Africans, but they are no new people. They are in Africa, but we are not Africans anymore. We have been completely separated from that lifeline, so we are not Africans anymore. Now, if we are completely separated from our lifeline with Africa, then we are a new people. And if we're not comfortable with our existence as a people in this new circumstances on these western shores in America, then that tells me as a people, spirit-wise, custom, et cetera, that we are not yet formed and we want to be formed. So actually we are a new people forming and trying to be formed in this United States of America. Sadaqallahu Dadeen. Surely Allah speaks the truth. I'm your host for this evening, Elihu Bey. I thank New Africa Excellent Enterprise Murad Speaks for allowing me to come before you once again. I thank you, our honorable listening audience. May God guide us and have mercy on us and bless us with the light of understanding as I greet you in the Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for listening.